Thank you. you're so mean, you're the meanest old woman that I've ever seen. I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack.
This away, girl, I'll be back on my feet someday.
No care if you do, all this understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
Unchain my heart, baby, let me be. Cause you don't care, well please, set me free. Unchain my heart, baby, let me go. Unchain my heart, but you don't love me no more. Every time I call you on the phone, some valley tells me that you're not at home. Unchain my heart.
was just a dream. That was just a dream. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spot. My illusion, my religion.
Why, 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 Delilah? slave that no man could free. At break of day, when that man drove away, I was waiting. I crossed the street to her house and she opened the door. She stood there laughing. I felt the knife in my hand and she laughed no more. My, 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 Delilah. Why, Delilah? So before they come to break down the door,
okay, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, good day, whatever you got on you. I'll take it, and I'll bill you later. Okay, this is KBC, and this is, of course, another edition of the Bit Slap. Today, we got a bunch of unusual stuff for you. You've been listening to it so far. You got the gist of what it's all about. It's a bunch of minor key songs transposed into major key songs, and I'm sure you'll agree the results are kind of interesting. Which is why I decided to bring you this stuff today. This is something I hadn't even thought of until about 3 days ago when I just suddenly ran into a whole slew of these things and decided, hey, I'm thinking of a show. Why don't I do one on this? And the fact is that this is only half of it. This isn't even half of it. This is about a third of the stuff that I found. The other stuff is all stuff that was from a major key into a minor key. And we'll be looking at that stuff next week. I put out a an email to the guy who does a lot of this, a guy named Oleg Berg, and he's from the Ukraine. He's got a Facebook page called Major VS Minor. You can look that up and find more of this stuff. But I kind of asked him if he wouldn't mind giving me a short explanation of how this is done. I figure there's three ways. One, you could, you know, just re-record the whole thing in a whole different key. Anybody who's rented studio time anywhere knows that's a lot of crap. The other one is that somehow you electronically do everything, which would change the timbre of the voice and the instruments and everything else. So it sounds kind of complicated. And the third thing, I think, is just some kind of magic with software. Okay, so we started with the theme from Jaws, went to Smells Like Teen Spirit, which, honest to God, I hadn't heard this one at all when I did the Teen Spirit show a couple weeks ago. This one just showed up this week, crying on my doorstep, as it were. We heard Beat It, Game of Thrones, The House of the Rising Sun, Hit the Road, Jack, Unchain My Heart by Joe Cocker, The Imperial March from Star Wars, Losing My Religion, of course, R.E.M., Sweet Dreams from the Eurythmics, and Delilah from, of course, Tom Jones, as well as the theme to Psycho. I have a feeling a lot of these are not originals, or not the original artists at least, but then again, I don't know how it was done, so join me in the mystery as we continue.
Thank you. everybody. Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone. An actor out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad.
close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
2-3 weeks ago when I did the Teen Spirit show. That was the last show I did before I went on vacation. I then spent about 2 weeks with that song living inside of my head. One gigantic earworm. And I had a lot of different people to inflict me with it too. But once I heard the major version, it just screwed up everything. I can no longer hear any of these songs the same way. I'm guessing you might have a problem with it too. So don't worry, they'll be back, and they're still here. And next week we'll do further damage when we start looking at the minor versions of some major songs. Tune in next week. They're going to be a lot more interesting than these. I sort of ran out of material, which I don't usually do, by the way. But this week I kind of did. Not really, which is why the next one you're going to hear is actually, it really sucks. But you'll live through it. And if it's really that bad, you have my permission to duck out early. And it won't come off of your final grade. Anyway, we heard from the Beatles up top. And because Carol of the Bells, I don't know who that was, but it sure sounded different. Somebody Messing with Enter Sandman, Drain You by Nirvana, that was. We Will Rock You. And then Livin' La Vida Loca, that's my favorite of the day. That I think that translates best. A little piece of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, the Exorcist theme, and then Riders on the Storm by The Doors, of course. And that was the first one of these that I had ever heard. I just thought it was some sort of weird anomaly that you know, they had done in the studio that day, for all I knew. I had no idea. And then, of course, we heard from Michael Jackson's Thriller, and finally, what would be any kind of a show of weird music without a version of Stairway to Heaven. And one of these days, I'm going to bring you some of my versions of Stairway to Heaven, just so you know. Just so you know. I don't want you to be surprised or shocked or frightened. So not for a while, anyway. Like I said, next week we'll be back with some minor key things. And meanwhile, I'll skip trying to explain how this is done until I hear from Mr. Berg. If I do at all, he sort of included a brief paragraph on his website, on his Facebook page, but I haven't had time to read the whole thing, so I'll get to it, and we'll figure it out together. Meanwhile, I'll leave you with the rest of Fur Elise, and do me a favor and have a really good week, and start drinking, preparing for next week, if that's what it takes. See you then.